Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to our Tuesday morning episode of the Lalisa Williams Show. This is Coach Lalisa, and we have our awesome partner here with us this morning. Good morning, Professor Terry Benjamin.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back. We got the power.
Wow.
We never lost that power, but you've got other power as well. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, listen, we are thankful. I am doing well. You know, a lot has happened since the last time we were able to do the show together.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, so it's truly amazing that we made it through, you know. It's really a blessing, and because just to have had to have been without power for all those days and not being able to even see the devastation that was going on all around me. I was in my own little world. But yes. So it's truly, truly a blessing. But, you know, so here we are. We post a couple of storms, post Veterans Day, and can't believe, and, you know, all, and then post the election.
Wow, that's amazing, right?
A lot has happened, I'm telling you. It seems like a whole year has gone by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're headed into Thanksgiving. I cannot believe Thanksgiving is next week.
Yeah, and I know for us, those who work at colleges and schools, you know, right after Thanksgiving, I mean, it's almost downhill from there, because then it's Christmas, and then the school semester's open and over, and then we're into a new year.
Exactly, I tell you, boy, he's amazing. And so, Yes, and so for those of you, if you just tuned in, if you've never tuned in before, we welcome you. We welcome all of our guests in the chat room and those who will dial in and those who will listen in the archives to these awesome, awesome broadcasts. And today is very powerful. I can't wait to let you get started on this book-by-book success project that we do every Tuesday. The books are selected, and then we discuss the topics or the challenges or the issues of the book. And today, you have a very awesome topic to talk about, and I just love it, talking about time to man up.
Yes.
This is so those of you, you got a man anywhere in your life, go and to tune in now. They can dial in 347-945-7991, or they can go to the web. They can listen via the internet several ways, whether it's through my website or through, actually they can go on Facebook and click on any of the links that have been posted, or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Lalisa Williams Show. So get them on. This is a great topic. And Terry is, I'm telling you, he goes deep. So time to man up, becoming kingdom man. He says here in the synopsis, God created man to change the world by being a real man, to fulfill his greatness, lead his family and the community. In this truly inspired book, Kingdom Man, Every Man's Destiny, Every Woman's Dream. Wow. By the awesome and amazing Dr. Tony Evans. Go ahead, Terry. I can't wait.
Lisa, thank you so much. You know, again, I appreciate the opportunity to bring these books before you and also our listeners. But I want to say about this particular book, I mean, I've come through quite a transformation in the course of our doing this program and in the course of just, sharing things with you. And, it's all come down to this, really. I mean, this is almost like, the climax of so many things. And we realize that the climax doesn't mean that it's over, but the climax means that it has reached a certain point. You know, it has reached a plateau. And a lot of times with climax, you get the climax, the ultimate place, and it goes downhill. But when you're speaking about God's word and you're following God's direction, it just keeps on going higher and higher. And this book, again, it's so funny because I belong to a church that actually has a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And every month they offer different books at 10% because these are the books of the month. And the book for this month is a book entitled Kingdom Man. And this is written by Tony Evans. And this book is so amazing because I believe that we live in a time, we live in a culture where we have men, but they're not real men. You know, they are of mankind, but they are not men because what happens is that they don't realize their purpose. And they think their purpose is to do other than what they should do. I like what Dr. Tony Evans says on his website, TonyEvans.org. He says, let God use you like he made you. And I love that because I also think of T.D. Jakes in the film Not Easily Broken, where he talks about humans. And he says that, we are like things that have been made by God. But when you want to find the purpose of a thing, you don't ask that thing. You ask the creator of that thing to tell you what the purpose is. And as you read the Bible, as you really get into God's word, you realize that we are created for a purpose. We're not just here to enjoy ourselves and do what we want to do. We're here for a purpose. And I love what Tony Evans says on page 18, and I think this is really going to start our discussion in a big way. And he says here in the book Kingdom Man, he says that if you are a man, like it or not, you are a leader by position. It could be that you are a horrible one by practice, but by position, you have been called to lead. That's what the Adam prototype entails. God created Adam before Eve because he was to be responsible for to both rule and lead. Adam was given his calling to cultivate and guard the garden before Eve was even created. And as a result, it was Adam whom God sought when both Adam and Eve had disobeyed him. This is because Adam was ultimately responsible. And he goes on to say that we have to understand that as men, we are responsible. It says here that one of the critical elements to advance God's kingdom is understanding that as a man, you are responsible for that which falls within the realm of influence that God has given you. And that is family, ministry, career, resources, community, or other areas of personal influence. A man who foregoes responsibility in the chaos or confusion of his realm, whether it is his direct doing, has thus prevented himself from remedying it. Not only does he lack God's power to advance, but he has also disqualified himself for even fixing what has been broken. And so in essence, you know, we have a duty as men, and a lot of time when we have the discussion, we have to talk about headship. And the headship for many women is kind of hard to deal with because they figure the man's going to boss me around and he's going to dominate me and to my detriment. And that's not what it is at all. As a matter of fact, if you understand what Dr. Evans is talking about in his book, he says here, and the book is subtitled, Every Man's Destiny, Every Woman's Dream. It is every man's destiny to lead the way he's supposed to lead in his community, in his work. It is every woman's dream to have a kingdom man, to have a man that they don't mind submitting to because they know that man has their best interest at heart. You know, I know as a father myself, one of the things, one of the challenges was a power outage. We were some days without power, but we had power sooner than my brother and his wife, and sooner than my daughter-in-law and her husband and her children. And so for a few days, I had a full house here. I had my son and his wife. I had my wife's daughter-in-law and her son and her two children. You know, one is four and one is 7 months. It was interesting, the dynamics in this particular situation, because I was put in a position where I had to look at these people. Now, again, I didn't mind doing that because, I mean, it was a pleasure to have everybody at home. But the thing is, it was also a responsibility. But as a kingdom man, you don't mind the responsibility because, again, makes you stronger in your walk with God, and that's what it comes down to. But the thing is, it has to be done in a way that is refreshing to those who are under your realm. And it says here on page 29, and I quote, the problem keeping many men in our culture from being kingdom men is that either through silence or blame, they have relinquished their God-given right to rule or lead. Adam did both. And today, many men do the same. In doing so, they have given up the opportunity to approach the Christian life as a challenge and a quest to conquer and have instead settled for life as responders, which means that they're just responding to every thing that comes along. I mean, I think a good man, a responsible man, is one who puts in things for prevention. You know, he is aligned with his God. He is aligned with Jesus Christ. He is aligned with his directive. It says here on page 35, it says here, as a man, you are responsible. You are to take full responsibility to rule to the best of your ability, for the betterment of yourself and all others within your domain. That doesn't mean that you are personally obligated to solve every issue, but it does mean that you are obligated to oversee it being solved if it falls within your realm of influence and authority. And then he goes on to say that men were created to be great. You were made for it. It is yours for the taking. Too many men either don't realize this or they don't know how to get it. Yet as a kingdom man, your greatness is your destiny. And so, again, we have a situation where, you know, we have the obligation to do what needs to be done and to lead our families. And, again, as you lead your family, you'll be leading your community and you'll be leading your church. What happens so many men, they sort of fall back and let the woman take the lead. And really, that's not her position. And that's why a lot of times we have so many women under so much stress and strains and everything, because men are not manning up. You know, people like you, that means the proper phrase right now. You got to man up, you know. Did you man up? And that sounds cute, but we need to take it to another level. And one of the things that I just want to put in here, I think we have to put a lot of blame on the media, because you know, even during all this chaos, you know, my whole thing, I was telling my wife, I like to read the papers on Monday morning because I like to see what movies people are going to see, because I think a lot of times a popular culture is really the predictor of our behavior. And a big movie this weekend was a movie called Skyfall, which featured the character James Bond. Now, this is the 50th year of James Bond. And it's so funny because many of our examples of manhood are found in popular culture. Like, for example, I know for myself, quite frankly and personally, when I was a young man, I thought that James Bond, a fictional character, was the epitome of manhood. And he was a man who fought and shot off guns and killed people and was promiscuous with many different women. And for me, that was the epitome of manhood. He was fit. He was athletic. He dressed well. He was well traveled. He was cultured, and different things and whatnot. And I thought that was the epitome of manhood. And unfortunately, there were a lot of women who felt the same way. Now, this film, Skyfall, was made for $200 million, and the first weekend out, it made $187 million. Okay, that was just in 1 weekend. Now, it's the most popular Bond film was a film called Thunderball, which was made in 1965, and that movie made worldwide $580.2 million. Now, I just share that just to say that there are a lot of people, obviously a lot of people going to see this movie. A lot of people are supporting the exploits of this particular character. And unfortunately, it gets to the point where we see a man as an action figure. And what happened is that many men in our culture, in our society, begin to live vicariously through these action figures and through these sports figures. I mean, there's no accident that there are many men walking around with jerseys with different sports figures' names on their particular jersey. And the only thing I'm saying about that is the fact that we really have to understand that we as men have to establish within ourselves, within our households, within our communities, what it means to be a man. And the last thing that I want to say before I really open up to our listeners is the fact that many men, myself included, were brought up in households where there was no father. And consequently, our visions, our images of manhood were outside of our household. I knew my father. I never lived with my father. My mother and father never married. My biggest role model was my uncle, who was a very manly type man, you know, but he wasn't a perfect man. You know, he had a lot of faults and whatnot, but there were things about him that showed me what a man was. My other biggest influence and my mentor was my high school track coach, who I'm still in contact with. As a matter of fact, he's one of the elders at the church where I attend. So I'm saying that, you know, we need these images of manhood, but they have to be in line with what God has purposed for a man to be, not what popular culture has designed for us, but what we have been designed for in terms of the Bible. And one last quote here from the book. It says here, kingdom-minded men are always about leaving a legacy of the transforming power of God for those they touch. Kingdom men, never forget, there is a connection between knowing God and knowing justice, and between loving God and loving others. And again, in the Bible, and this is quoted in the book as well, it says here, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. But we are heirs to that treasure. I mean, it is there for us, but we have to go and get it. I like the fact that there is a tour, as we speak, there's a tour of four men who are in gospel. It's called the King's Men. It's the King's Men Tour, and it features Kirk Franklin, Marvin Sapp, Donnie McClurkin, and Israel Houghton. And it's really interesting because, again, these are men who are prominent in the gospel world, and, again, also preaching the gospel in a different way. And so, again, I think as men, especially young men, we need role models. We need a father figure. We need someone to give us direction that we need. And we know that in the final analysis, the father figure that we have is God. He is our father. And when we pray to our father because that's the way that it should be. But unfortunately, so many men do not know the Bible, and consequently, you can't be what you don't know. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't practice what you don't know. And so this book, and again, I think it's a life-changing book. It's an important book. It's entitled Kingdom Man, subtitled Every Man's Destiny, Every Woman's Dream, and it's by Dr. Tony Evans, who is a pastor in Texas, and he's also, and those who men who are into sports, he is also the chaplain for the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Cowboys. And so he is plugged into sports, but we have to understand that sports is not the only arena, and definitely movies and TV is not the only arena where we can find manhood, but the truest manhood is found under the directive of God and Jesus Christ. And as it comes down to it, and we align with that, that's where we'll find our true manhood. And it's not about here having a license to kill like James Bond or making babies here and there to prove our manhood, to have a lot of women and that kind of stuff. I mean, I know for myself personally, I had to really check my idea of what I thought a man was, and it wasn't what I thought. But again, great book, great message, and again, not just for men, but also for, I always say, this book is not just for men, but also for the women who love them. I think I said enough. I just want to open it up to listeners, and also your response as well, Lisa.
Oh, that is brilliant. I'm like, thank you, Tony Evans, for writing such a book. Thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin, for, again, bringing us another powerful discussion, topic, message. I mean, this is really, really important right now as we look at everything that is surrounding not only our local communities, the country, but even the world, especially in light of, you know, I see people like even General Petraeus and individuals like sitting in on a training class where you know, are teaching this message, you know. So many things, there's so many points I could touch on that you brought up, and we do not have nowhere near enough time. And as a matter of fact, I think we, but backing up to this whole thing where the lessons are learned, where men actually learn how to be a man. And if we look at television, and like you say, wherever popular culture is turning to, what are they seeing? And that's the case. We better get to work, and we better get to work fast.
We have to. It's crucial.
Because for those individuals who are, you know, learning from, you know, TV and what have you, and then there's great books out here like that one, that ought to be made to a movie, but doesn't mean that if it is, it's going to get the type of viewership that a James Bond type of movie would get.
Yep.
I know there are some positive sides to the James Bond movie, but it leads to being a man. We actually had, there's a series on the Lisa show in the archives where there's a man who does James Bond audiobooks. Out of Japan, Paul Kiriazi. And he came on the show and did for the month of February, I believe in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
did a whole all month, I believe on a Monday. He did broadcast. He led the broadcast and did this from living. It was called Living the James Bond Lifestyle.
Oh my goodness! What? Wow!
There, you would probably enjoy it. You got it. Yes, and so I connected with him. He tunes in every now and again. He lives in Japan, so right about now it's about 8 o'clock at night there, eight or nine p.m. But and so my point though is that this, but you know, okay. So the book is great, and that Dr. Tony wrote that. Kudos to him. Yes. Every man's destiny and every woman's dream. Yes, I think so many points you made were true from the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we don't want to be someone to basically force us to do things or be the quote unquote boss of me, but a man that is able to lead. I love even the way John Boehner said, now, President, yes, we want you to lead us. And so, yes.
But I don't know if I believe, I believe John Boehner, though, but that's another discussion.
At least he did say it, and to the public. Millions
he
heard
it.
His
own record.
His own record, you know that. Fact check. But what I love this fact that okay, yes, this for the man to take his rightful God given. That's what I was going to say. Maybe
that
would be the only piece that I was going to bringing up the James Bond thing for. That it may leave out this spiritual side of the man, and we can't leave that out because man is man is first spiritual. So we can't leave out the spiritual side ever and think we got a home.
No, you can't. And the thing is, you know, if we treasure our wives the way we're supposed to, it says in the Bible that, you know, you should treat your wife like your own body.
Yeah.
You know, you take care of your body. You should take care of your wife. I think a lot of times a lot of men are in positions where they're head of households, but they may not be making as much money as their wife. And so many times we as men, we get so focused on material things, and if we can't do the material thing, then we opt not to do the other things. And that's a big mistake.
Yeah, and we've helped with some of that because, you know, Madonna came out with that whole concept of I'm a material girl and a material.
Yes, of course, of course.
And so we've,
again.
You know, women have helped push men to just go after the material, and especially if you were a material woman and you had a son, and then you raised him under that material notion. So then when he grew to be a man, he's then falling back on his belief in what he was taught and trained and saw growing up. And so there's a lot. And so one of my points is I'm trying to make is that this notion teaching. And so what I would love to see, and with that book or a similar book that you could possibly write and begin to just, we just got to start doing. Now, I know this is a sort of a training right here on Blog Talk. But I would just love to see a class, and it could be done online. It could be done some way that you got to get men to sit down and to hear what you know, just the tip of the iceberg, what you brought here.
Oh, please, yes.
That message that you can expect
to
be really needs to be done, and immediately.
Well, you're right, Lisa, but, you know, and it's so funny, but I think one of the things that you helped me, you know, just personally and, you know, just working with you on this program, I mean, you helped me understand that, you know, no matter how old you are, it's still more to be learned, you know, and I think a lot of times men, you know, they just sort of feel, well, I know all I need to know, and that's never true because, every day I'm learning something new, but the thing is that you got to have a, you know, if you want to talk sports, you have to have a playbook, okay? And the playbook for true manhood is the Bible. Everything that you need to know about a man and how to be a man is in the Bible, but you got to read the playbook. You know, you got to study. You have to invest in yourself, like you invest in the paraphernalia of your sports team, or you invest the time and to watch all those games on a Sunday. That same type of investment has to be invested into your spirituality and your true education. You know, because I know for myself, I mean, I love being a man and I love being a husband. And I love it even more so because I know what it means to be responsible for my family, for my household. You know, I don't go around, you know, telling my wife and daughters what to do. I provide an atmosphere so they know what they have to do and I know what I have to do, you know. And sometimes our responsibilities overlap, but to be a human being, to be a real person, is to be responsible. You know, you are responsible for your happiness. And if you are a husband or a wife, you are responsible for the well-being of your family, and nobody can do that for you.
Now, I have a question. How did your perspective change after reading that?
That's a great question. Well, I'll tell you, it changed because, you know, I told you that first time I was married for 26 years, then I had an opportunity to, quote, date, and it was a disaster. Because I was doing the same thing that I did before I got married. I was out here fornicating and dating young and old women and whatnot, and thought that was the thing to do. And one night I just felt ashamed of myself. I was embarrassed because I was not living as a mature man. I was really living as a worldly man, as a foolish man. And I know that I wasn't made for that. So what changed me, Lisa, basically was old fashioned shame. No shame. I was ashamed of myself. I was abusing myself and I was abusing other people. And
but
it
what
wasn't
made you
cute,
realize?
And it wasn't funny. And ultimately, it wasn't fun.
But when?
Because I knew better.
But when did you realize that you weren't made for that? You made that statement.
Well, I realized I wasn't made for it because I wasn't happy. You mean I mean, at that time I was retired. I had money. I was making money. I had a nice apartment. I was going to the gym. I looked good. Everything was good. I had everything that I thought that I needed, but I still wasn't happy. It was something that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized what was missing was my spiritual development. I wasn't developing spiritually, and consequently, I couldn't be happy because I mean I had the mind and the body together, but I didn't have the spirit together. And I had to do something about that because if I didn't, I mean, I found myself abusing myself in ways that I'd never abused myself before. And I found myself putting myself in jeopardy, not just mentally and physically, but I was dying. I was dead spiritually. I'll put it that way. Let's be dramatic. I was dead spiritually, and I didn't want to die like that. I owed myself more, you know, and I have a son, and I have daughters. I have children who are looking at me. We said, what is he going to do now? And so what I had to do was I had to mature.
Yeah.
And I realized that maturity is not just age and number, but maturity is also attitude. And so, I've matured in the way that I was supposed to. And that's what it was for me, you know.
And so now reading this book, and he talking about every man's destiny and every woman's dream. Now, how is this going to impact, you know, your growth?
Well, at least what it is, it makes more work for me because, see, now, as a result of this book and my own personal development, I'm reaching out to the fatherless boy and also the fatherless girl. I mean, I think that we need a father in our life. And just because you may be a single parent or whatnot, we still need that example. Because in farm houses, we owe it to our children to let them know that there is real manhood and there's real womanhood, and it's not reflected in popular culture.
Okay, so maybe then the way that you will go then from here is to have this, I don't want to impose on your time. It sounds like you need a manhood Man Up radio broadcast,
okay,
maybe here on Blog Talk Radio, where people from anywhere in the country,
the
world, but immediate, it's definitely the country, it's in such an immediate need. And the reason
it's a worldwide crisis, you know?
It is. And so, but if the people like you don't do this, I don't know who will. Because here's what I've had happen. So many people, I wish I had a dollar for everybody that says to me, when I do any of my Women of Power or Women in Power, or Future Power, women's conferences, this and that. So many people, or coaching sessions, whatever, people say to me, do you have something like that for men?
Yes, yes.
I always get that. And I say, well, you know, I could, but I wouldn't say it's not my passion to help men, because I want to help anyone. But for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's, you know, God's leading, because, I mean, it's about time that a man would get a man to man up.
Exactly, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with
it. You know, what's funny about this whole thing, and again, it's helping me in ways that I can't imagine, because you know what? It's just like with Jesus Christ and just his disciples, you know? So you can't point the finger at someone else and not point the finger back on you.
Mm-hmm.
So what it means to me, when I start this process and it's already been started, I have to be even more of the man that I want other men to be. You know?
Exactly.
I have to do a double man up.
Exactly.
which
you got to do a trickle down on man up.
The challenge, but it's just that I think that at this particular point, you know, it's something. And again, maybe we can do it through your school. I'll talk to you about that. You know.
Yeah, you got to,
and maybe do a pilot program, and then I'll let you know when my time is available. You know, and I see you
do
your
it,
husband,
Barry.
Part of this as well. But I'm saying it's important.
It is such a critical need right now,
yeah.
And our young men are crying out. You know, the ones whose fathers are not in their lives to teach them, they didn't ask for their fathers not to be there. So it's almost like they're being punished for something that they didn't do. And then society is looking to hold them accountable when they don't turn out to be this awesome man. I mean, I tell you, that's just a travesty, in my opinion. And so I am encouraging you, because why you? Well, this is the way I look at things, like when it comes to teaching. God gives you the revelation. He didn't give it to you just so that you can, I got a revelation about something.
Yeah, of course.
No, the revelation is to share. He said, be my witness. You got to share it with someone else. So you have a great revelation and perspective on this. You have so many tools that fit. You got the blended families. You got your own children. You got your own parents. You have a very wide perspective on the case, and being a professor, having been an administrator, having dealt with so many people, you know, you've got, it's just amazing. So I'm like, this is just, and then with President Obama being in the White House, almost from what we can see, because nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors. I don't care how good it looks outside. Been there, done that.
Right.
It never looked no better than Adam and Eve. Hello.
Well, they were perfect. I mean, come on.
Right now. So my point is that from the way it looked, the epitome of manhood, fatherhood. So I think that agenda going forth is a great time now, because you could possibly, I'm sure there's possibly lots of help in it from coming from that administration for now, because of the problem.
Yeah.
Got him in there. We're locking them up faster than we can keep track. We're locking
them
up.
It's so sad, because most of the young men who get in trouble come from single-parent households, and not, I'm saying that in a negative way. I'm just saying, again, and again, we need direction. Like I said, I'm a 62-year-old man, and I feel like I'm sitting at the feet of greatness.
I believe they're angry.
A giant calling, you know, and so it's somewhat intimidating. But you know what? I know I have faith that it can be done. You know.
And I believe that a lot of these young people who are doing that are upset. But you know what? We're absolutely out of time. And, you know, Blog Talk will just cut us off. So that we can avoid that, we'll say a proper goodbye. And then we'll have this discussion. We'll continue our discussion. And offline, we thank you so much, Terry, for this very, very powerful show today. Thank you for those who tuned in. And we look forward to you. I'll be back here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., and for the rest of the week, And to the rest of you, have a wonderful, great day. Terry, again, thank you so much. Thanks, Akiva, in the chat room. I see you there. God bless you, my sister. And Terry, she also has a broadcast. I don't know if you've been on it yet, but she has a broadcast where she brings men of valor on. And I would hope that she would come.
We'll try to make it happen.
Yes.
Again, I thank you.
You, thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to take more advantage of my power. And
all right. And we'll talk. We'll talk.
Yes,
later.
We must.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.